Distorted View Daily proudly presents Masturbating with Origel.
All right, this is the window licker, and I'm about to pull off a stunt for the Distorted View show. As you can see here, my penis is absolutely small. Yep, small penis. Right. The stunt that I'm going to be doing is masturbating with a lube. But it's a particular lube of choice. Origel. So, yeah, you can see why now that this is a stunt. So, first of all, I'm just gonna get my little penis up. This is not my masturbating hand, so it's not working too well. Hang on. Wake him up. Alright. Here we go. Oh, God, Tim, I hate you. Let's smear it all in there. Holy shit, my bladder is fucking up right now.
The greatest moments in Distorted View history. That video of the window licker jerking off with Origel. Can you believe he's protecting our country now from terrorists? Hey freaks, it's Wednesday, February 6th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, turning tits into wine. Plus, meth for sex and an army of one. ... Massive orgy. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Oh my God. Look, we've been playing clips of the fat man for a while now. And then he left for a couple months. He said, you know what? I'm not going to post any more videos. This is degrading to myself. I'm just getting fatter. I'm a slob. I'm going to just stop doing these videos and stop killing myself, basically, by eating great quantities of Little Debbie pizza rolls, what have you, for our amusement. So he decided to just call it quits. And I knew, especially after interviewing the poor son of a bitch, there's no way he's ever going to lose weight. And he would be back. And, you know, it took a little bit longer than I thought. But sure enough, a few months later, up popped a new video from the fat man, and all of his old videos have returned to YouTube. Here's the thing. This son of a bitch is fucked up. He's got some severe mental problems. And you'll really hear... this blew me away, all right? Take a listen to the new Fat Man video here.
Hi, folks. Fat Man here. Fat Man here. That's right, folks. Fat Man here again. And today, I'm going to talk about not being able to lose weight, because... what I've done is, since I've said I was going to lose weight, folks, I've actually binge ate, like, every day, you know? Like, I feel like God is fair to take it, like, every day, folks!
He can't understand why he's getting fatter and why he's binging. Now, this is his newest video, right? Let me just play you a short clip from the video he recorded just prior to making this video. It is going to literally blow your fucking mind. It's ridiculous.
Hi, folks. Fat Man here on Raw.
He's losing it.
And today, I am going to drink a bowl of gravy.
He drinks a bowl of gravy. The girls on the Anna Mia message board would be freaking out.
And all that fat, folks. Bowl of gravy.
Oh, my God. Why are his parents making him these meals?
So good, folks.
He says that his parents made this a turkey dinner.
That gravy's a lot of fat, folks.
Made him a turkey dinner for Super Bowl Sunday, and no doubt he ate the whole thing. Can't believe there was any leftover gravy.
A bowl of gravy, folks.
You can hear him slurping it up. So gross.
You can see how it's all thick and stuff, all nice and fat.
All right, so he drinks the bowl of gravy. Then the very next day, he produces another video wondering why he can't lose weight. I will say this, in this particular video, he is eating yogurt, but here's the explanation.
All I can find in the house is fucking yogurt because I eat everything. Yesterday on Super Bowl Sunday, I had 3 beers and, like, a whole bunch of turkey and chicken. Mom made a turkey dinner and stuff, folks, right?
Not to mention all of the gravy. You were drinking it.
Folks, I had a bunch of turkey and stuff, and I had, like, a couple hot dogs. I don't know what I had. I ate a lot of shit. I had stuffing.
Turkey and hot dogs.
I ate a lot of shit yesterday, then. And, like, every day, like, some days I had, like, 5 or 6 hot dogs, and I had, like, 5 or 6 puddings, and I go to the restaurant.
Look, here's the thing. I mean, anyone can fucking see what the problem is. He's got mental issues, he doesn't work, he just sits at home playing video games, and of course when you're bored, you're going to eat.
Then I had, like,
you need to do something.
And one day I went to the restaurant, I had, like, macaroni and cheese and chili, but before that I had, like, 4 or 5 hot dogs and 2 slices of pizza and 2 cheeseburgers.
Oh my god, we should message the fat man. I'm gonna see if I can get him to do a food journal. Just write down everything that touches his lips all day.
So... I keep binging, and I don't know what I'm gonna do! You know, folks?
I love when he, like, when he raises his voice and gets angry
right now,
or frustrated.
Right now, I'm just joking because it's all gonna be fine, not because I want it, because it's healthy, folks. You know what I'm saying, folks? So, basically...
Hey, you folks. Hey, folks.
Hey, folks, I'm screwed and I'm gonna die in a couple of years, folks. Now, unless I get my act together... See, folks, I just saw a mental health case manager, folks. His name is Dan Jensen.
Ah, he had a mental... health case manager.
Dan Jensen.
Who doesn't?
Yep, Dan Jensen. And our mental health case manager said, I need to get my act together.
Oh, shit.
Stop staying up all night. Stop playing so many video games. Stop eating. Go for a walk every day. You know, fit everything together. He said, maybe I should fit everything together, folks. Instead of, like, working a little piece. Like, just stop eating so much. Just stop binging. He said, instead of, like, just stop binging, folks.
Walk.
I should, like, put everything together and go for walks and stuff.
Yeah. It's fucking common sense shit. Now, here is a shocking revelation. You guys are going to love this.
And folks, I play World of Warcraft like 8 hours a day. That's why I haven't made any videos, and that's why you can't get through my chat room and stuff. Because I've been playing World of Warcraft 8 hours a day, folks, and I'm currently...
He plays World of Warcraft 8 hours a day.
Warlock, right, folks? And right now, folks, I'm trying to get my Warlock level 70 so I can own noobs all day.
Yeah, it's all about owning the noobs.
Like the fat guy in South Park, folks, that sit there and eats and own noobs, folks. But I have to get level, folks, so I can own the noobs. That's my goal in life, is to be master of World of Warcraft, right, folks, and own the noobs.
Oh my god, how many times is he going to say own the noobs?
Right,
oh, he's so annoying.
But I have to
love
get level to own the noobs. I was telling my case manager that's my goal, and he said maybe that's not a good goal for me. But
you guys remember that episode of South Park when Cartman was playing World of Warcraft and he got really fat and he had his mom take a bedpan when he had to take a shit? That's this guy.
World of Warcraft is a good goal for him.
He's our Cartman.
At least I'll have comments on my life, folks. But you get to level 70 in World of Warcraft and own noobs, right, folks?
Okay.
So I'm kind of working on owning...
You just have to... I'm not going to play the whole video for you because, you know, this along with the gravy thing, it's too much. You have to check it out for yourself. I'll put a link on the show notes today. So there you go. Brand new fat man. He's spiraling downward into a sea of melty fatness. If you look at him, he really does. His skin looks like it's melting. There's so much fat bubbling over in cottage cheesy. It's fantastic. I'm going to try to make it today's album artwork. A little screen grab from the YouTube video. So there you go. Love Fat Man. Got a fisting video here. This is where a chick is getting fisted. Now, what I don't understand is when it's gay guys getting fisted, they always use that special lubricant for, like, horses or something, that J-Lube stuff. But when they're fisting a girl's asshole, they just seem to use regular lube. I don't understand that. Maybe because they don't go in as far. A lot of times with, like, the gay ones, the guys go in up to their elbow or something. These, they usually just go in up to their wrist. I don't know if that has something to do with it or not. Anyways, here is some fisting audio for you. Here comes the interesting part. She kind of sounds like a monkey. Right? Kind of? A little bit? Angry. Defending her territory or something. Oh. And finally, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, a long time ago on the show, I played some horrible porn of a guy fucking a retard. I've got some more audio from this, if not illegal, morally bankrupt porno. Take a listen. Believe me, I'm not judging, though. Morally bankrupt, in my book, is a good thing. All right, here we go. Right there, you can tell that she's really a retard. Because she's looking at a cock going, oh, oh, yeah. Like, now she's kissing the penis, kind of sucking it. She sounds like a vacuum cleaner. Kissing the penis some more. I don't think she's quite sure what to do with it. And that's okay, because eventually the penis finds its way to the vagina, and she really doesn't have to do anything. Except moan like a tard. Exactly how I moan during sex. Yow! 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 Yeah. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. All right, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. Tomorrow we've got an extended show for you where I will announce a couple of the winners to the Amazon.com gift certificate contest. Along with all the other crap that we do over there. Plus, you get full access to the DV archives, extended shows, exclusive shows, video cast. It's all for my paying members. It's only $5 a month, $50 a year. Again, superfreaksideshow.com is the address. First story we have for you today. Are you an alcoholic with small tits? If you are, boy, you couldn't have tuned in at a better time. For those occasions when booze just isn't allowed, a wine-holding bra has been created for ladies of the world, be it, or I guess cross-dressers, be it a rock concert or a Sunday church service. You may simply need to fill up the sports bra device with your favorite wine, and then once inside, suck the liquid out of a special teat. The bra serves... How do you get to the teat? I hope they're not, like, nipples in the bra, because how can you get to it unless you attach some sort of straw? I'm confused. The bra serves the double purpose of also making the wearer's wine rack look a little more full. fun. Yeah, you'll have big tits until you start drinking the wine out of your bra. Then the jig is up. All guys will know is there's a correlation between you getting drunker and your tits getting smaller. I don't understand it. The more her words start slurring, the smaller her tits get. Should we send her to the hospital or something? But if the guys realize that you're getting drunker, the chances of them fucking you are greater, which means they probably won't mind the small tits, I guess. Because, you know, you're a sure thing. I don't know, this is a very complicated issue. I'm gonna have to give it some more thought, really study it. This isn't the first wearable drink container, no, no! There's also a polyurethane beer belly for men. For more information, go to /products/206-1?myskl/mysql/ampersand. Someone should really inform this company about tinyurl.com. It's a time saver. I'm not finished, though. I was just making a comment. /error.aspx?errorpath=default.aspx. And when you type that all in and hit enter, the page has moved. You can now find us at winetits.com. Well, there you go. I'll actually put a link on the show notes to this page so you can check it out. Second story we have for you today, this one comes from California. Police have arrested a 27-year-old man on suspicion of having sex with two girls, ages 12 and 14, in exchange for giving them meth.
Look at me, busy as a bee. Where'd I get all this energy? Oh, meth. Meth.
Where the hell are 12-year-olds learning about meth? They should be playing with Barbies, right? Oh, wait.
Barbie, bubbling spa.
Oh, Barbie, what a beautiful spa.
Thanks. I use it to cook up crystal meth.
Barbie's Malibu meth lab.
Dolls each sold separately. New from Mattel.
Oh, I know. Barbie's too classy to have a Malibu meth lab. Now the brats, on the other hand, tweaked out big-headed skanks. Back to the story here. Jose Rosario was booked into the county jail on Wednesday and remains there on Friday with bail set at $250,000. Grover Beach police served a search warrant at 7 a.m. Wednesday at Rosario's home when they found a small amount of meth and a digital scale. Let's not punish the guy for wanting to be accurate. Child Protective Services, oh Christ, responded. Fucking nosy busybodies. Because Rosaria's two children, ages 3 and 5, were in the home. The children were given to their mother, who was unaware of Rosario's drug involvement, so she says. After his arrest, Rosario admitted to having sex with the 12 and 14-year-old girls. Why would you admit that? No, never offer up information like that. Look, they found out you had drugs, that's one thing. Things just have gone from bad to worse because you opened your big fucking mouth. It infuriates me. If you're gonna be a criminal, do it fucking right. Oh! Narking on himself. It's ridiculous. The suspect and victims met through mutual acquaintances. I'm sure they were all on the up and up. Unfortunately, we have a 12-year-old who is addicted to meth. That'd be kind of funny to see. And rather than having... See, that's a good premise for a sitcom. A 12-year-old addicted to meth, all the wacky shenanigans she gets into. Oh, should be a TV executive. And rather than having to pay for it, she and Mr. Rosario worked out an agreement to exchange meth for sex. Both girls admitted to the sexual encounters. They're now with relatives. If I were the relatives, I'd be fucking excited. Because according to the PSA, when you're on meth, you have a very clean home. They're always scrubbing the floor and shit. It's a good living arrangement. Keep them on meth, that's what I say. Final story we have for you today. Scores of Army medical students clash with military police during early morning raids following drunken sex orgies held at a defense force barracks in southern Africa. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the country. Or the city, rather. How do you pronounce T-S-H-W-A-N? Schwain. I don't know. During the classes, and I have no idea what army. I don't think it's the U.S. Army. Cross our fingers. We don't need any more trouble. During the classes, a clash. Here's the thing. You're in the army. It sucks, right? I mean, you're defending your country, doing what you think is right. If you want to have sex orgies, have sex orgies. If you're not in the middle of a battle or something, why the hell not? Same thing. I don't understand. They're not like the U.S. Army. You're not allowed to have any sort of pornography or something. You can't fuck prostitutes. Come on. Give these boys and women now. Don't agree with that. No. Give them a little bit of enjoyment every now and then, for Christ's sakes. More than 100 students barricaded roads. Revolt. Within the military health training formation compound. With tables, dustbins, and chairs. Dustbins? Ooh, barricades using dustbins. That's not going to provide any sort of protection. Dustbins. I'm just step over it. It's not gonna barricade anything. It's stupid. They were horned up. They didn't know what was going on. They also used chairs to create a blockade as they partied through the early hours of Sunday morning. Military police who tried to storm the three barracks were forced to retreat by students armed with fire extinguishers, broken furniture, and hot throbbing cocks. Come on. If you saw guys jabbing their cocks in your face, you'd back up too. Most of you would. Unless, of course, you're a careless fairy.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
Maybe not die, but you'd definitely get a bruise in your eye if he poked it at you, or hot cum in your eye or something. The students had taken control. taken control of strategic positions, such as stairwells and passageways. This is a very organized group. They really wanted to have this sex orgy. They were eventually overcome when the SAPS stormed the barracks. What the hell is the SAPS? Some sort of special force? Some sort of special sex force? 10 students were arrested and detained by the military police. They say the case is under investigation. Police confirmed the incident, saying they had helped restore order by clearing the barracks and arresting the troublemakers. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. That's what I call black people who blather on about the civil rights movement. They're troublemakers. By the way, whenever I say something like, that's your distorted news, and then there's a pause, like a long pause, for Wednesday, it means that I've forgotten the date and I'm trying to remember it. All right, here we go with some voicemails, checking in with my freaky dickies.
Hey, Tim. Santiago here.
Santiago!
I needed to ask you to do something for me this time. Please, man, I'm begging you, get a P.O. box. I need to send you my title money.
Aww.
My membership runs out.
He sounds so sad when he says it.
Get a P.O. box. I need to send you my title money.
My title money. Aww,
runs
Santiago.
Out March. And if you don't get it, you're going to be losing my $50.
What?
And,
That's unacceptable. I will set it up tomorrow.
Hi, Tim. This is Tanya from Pennsylvania.
Well, you just have to just mention the fact that there might be like money coming my way, and that's how you get me to do stuff.
Tanya from Pennsylvania. I've been listening to Distorted View for about 3 years now, and
the
I
the hell is wrong with you? 3 years? That's way too long. You are corrupted.
About 3 years now, and I have two words for you: chicken nuggets.
Ooh, chicken nuggets! I'm gonna have to find that old clip and play it for some of my new listeners. They probably don't know what chicken nuggets is all about, and why there's a T-shirt available that you can buy with it on it.
Hey, Tim, it's Jody. My God, that was the funniest fucking skank I've ever heard.
Thank you.
I was laughing my ass off. Oh my God, you are fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
Pure genius. I loved it. Keep them coming. Please do some more.
Once in a while, I'll do something funny. It reminds you people why you fell in love with Distorted View.
Do some more. They are the greatest. I love you, Timmy. Bye.
Right now, my record is I say something funny about once a year.
Timmy. Dude. I just came up with the greatest idea for a movie ever.
Okay.
They should make a
This
remake.
Can't be any better than my idea where we have a 13-year-old meth addict star in a sitcom.
They should make a remake for Captain Planet.
Ooh.
And have Al Gore be Captain Planet.
Ah.
Would you just love to see him with massive green mullet? It'd be sweet. Anyway,
that's a Photoshop job waiting to happen. What? What is that noise? Ah, the Mr. Captain Planet theme song. No! Why is this still happening? No Christmas shoes anymore. Wait until at least July for Christmas in July.
If you're not a member of the Sideshow, what are you waiting for? It's only $5 a week or $50 a year. There's like two.
No, it's not $5 a week.
What are you waiting for? It's only $5 a week or.
No, if you're going to plug the Sideshow for me, at least give out the right information. Although, if someone wants to give me $5 a week, by all means.
$50 a year, there's like 2 weeks for free. Vote for us at dig.com. Dig us a
no,
dig.
No.
What are you waiting for? Tim, you're a funny motherfucker. This is the funniest show
that
ever.
That was all wrong. I want you to listen to more episodes of Distorted View so you can get it right. It's monotonous. Fucking monotonous, speaking of getting things right. Ponderous, yes. First level of Super Mario Brothers 2. Very nice.
Tim, this is your underage listener from Colorado.
I guess it was used more than just the first level.
Been listening for just about 3 years, and I hope I get to listen until I'm not underaged anymore.
Well.
Hopefully you keep doing the show.
I hope so, too.
But pretty much all I wanted to tell you is that I've done pretty much everything I've wanted to in life. And
I know, I was thinking about that, too. Like, I always thought, like, I wanted to get to... That's my only goal in life, is to sort of... and it has been since I was, like, 17. I was like, it would be great to do Distorted View as a living. You don't have to be rich doing it, but just so I can make a living, and I've accomplished that goal. And now it's just sort of like I don't know what else to do.
The only thing...
I guess just keep growing the show somehow.
I want to do is,
I'm sorry. We're talking about you.
And
somehow made this whole thing about me.
The only thing I can think of now that I want to do is
rape me.
Get fucked in the ass by you.
Oh.
I really just want you to fuck my ass. I really think that you should put yourself in me. So just get in contact.
I really think you should put yourself in me. I'm going to get that on a t-shirt.
Me. And then you can get in contact with me.
All right. Well, we'll set something up.
Yeah.
That's a sideshow video cast just waiting to happen, isn't it? All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God, you're a fucking whale because you drank a bowl of gravy. Does not take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. Vote for us a podcast. I subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Thursday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. From trying to fly.